I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable, talk about some weird stuff, just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Wise Guys. Here's Matt Man at 9.
Yes, sir. It is us.
Hey, it's both of us together.
Jimmy and Jack Jackie.
Matthew.
It is After Hours with the Rise Guys. That's us.
That's us. Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys. Another exciting episode. Sorry we missed last week. That was due to
technical difficulties.
Yes, it was.
That's the it's been trending worldwide today.
Oh, okay.
At least here. And you know, that happens everywhere. It happens everywhere.
Oh, you know, it does.
There's probably, folks that work at oil change places where they go out there and they're like, oh, God, we're out of oil to change back into. Or, oh, God, we're firemen. We're out of water.
We're out of water. I don't have an axe. I can't bust in the door because I don't have an axe.
Somebody stole the bucket off our bucket.
Yep.
Can't get the cat out of the tree.
Yeah, you know, cops all the time go to show up and they don't have bullets.
Oh, man. Barney, that would happen to.
Yeah, he had one. He just had one.
And the one.
If he had a hole in his pocket, he wouldn't have that.
Oh, my God. Oh. Pardon. Oh, no, thank you.
I had to sniffle, but I turned yours off, too.
Well, yes, do that. We'll do it at the same time in the future. Just give me the high sign.
That's fine.
We'll sniffle at the same time.
I feel sneezy since I came in here. The cold weather messes with my allergies.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, I'll tell you what. We are right now in the middle of the holiday season, and I can't wait to do the Jimmy Jack Jackie birthday show.
Oh, yeah, man. That's coming up soon, too.
It is coming up.
That'll be on top of us
here. That's you, by the way, for those that don't know.
Oh, yeah. It'll be on top of us here in about 2 weeks.
The man of 1,000 nicknames.
Not as many as Fat Boy, though. He's the man of 1,004 nicknames.
Yeah. You already treated yourself. It's funny, on the other show this morning, you said, I already got myself a Christmas present. And I said, it was part of your birthday, too.
Yeah.
You got your brand new vehicle.
Yeah, man. Well, not brand new. It is pre-owned, but it's nice.
Oh, come on. Why, new to you.
It is new to me, but
I don't like people who do that.
Well, you can't legally call it brand new.
But it's brand new to you.
It's new to me.
It's like
but not brand new to me. It's new to me.
Let me tell you something. If somebody says, hey.
Hey, friend.
I like that jacket you're wearing. Like, if it's a real nice jacket. Don't tell me you went and bought it at an outlet and you only paid $30 for it if it's $150. Not that I'm jealous that you got the great deal, but, like, you bought it because it was such a great deal. Why sit there and sell yourself so short?
Well, not at all, but brand new means completely new.
I've told you before.
It's the definition of the word. I go, I'm very strict about what words mean. I'm anal.
I've heard.
You've heard that about me.
I'm biting my tongue right now.
Well, it's new to me.
No, I'm not pissed off.
It's new to me.
But it is very nice.
Oh, thank you. I love it.
It's very nice. Listen through the entire podcast. I'll give you the license plate number.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same one off my old car
I've given that out before.
That license plate has so many cracks in it. It's so old and wore out and all cracked up because I've had it for I think the fourth vehicle it's been on.
Same with mine. I was noticing yesterday when I was go in the grocery store. I put my buggy back, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I put my buggy
back. The world appreciates you for that, more than you know.
I was looking at my license plate as well, and they used to be metal, and now they're that, whatever, fiberglass, vinyl?
I don't know. Mine feels metal.
Well, maybe it is, but it's not the old kind. Do you remember they used to have the prisoners make those things?
Yeah, they did.
And then they started making lingerie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the lady prisoners at the lady prison didn't make Victoria's Secret panties here in near Greenwood, South Carolina. I don't know if they still do, but they did for a good while.
No, they got in trouble. Or they didn't get in trouble, but it's like, wait a minute. Women were like, wait a minute, we're paying up for these nice panties.
They're made at a prison.
They're made at a prison.
Yeah, by prisoners.
It's like, well.
Like Susan Smith may have made somebody's Victoria's Secret underwears.
Look at your tennis shoes. Don't even think about who made them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I do food.
Yeah.
I get food. I don't want to see who made it.
Well, I am wearing New Balances today, which are, just for the record, made in America. Yep.
Yeah.
Made in America. We put so much emphasis on that, and then we don't do it.
Well?
Everybody's like, yeah, made in America, but everybody's shoes now are made in a sweatshop in China.
It's that thing where it's like, well, you know, I can stand by America and this and that, or I can save some money. And you know how people break their own moral ground
when
it comes to that stuff.
Yeah.
Mine don't even have any kind of maker's mark on
them. Oh, yeah. Not made in Kentucky, then.
Well, you're going to tell me Realtree's not a freaking American company? Did Belgium buy them, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the car, very, very nice.
Made in America.
But you yeah, made in America. And you told me something that, quite frankly, I was astonished. I mean, I'm not astonished to the fact that I'm not blind to that it was happening, but the fact that your car could be the last of its kind.
It's on the last end, yeah.
Now tell me more about that.
By the way, my car was built in Canada. Built in North America.
They take our Marines in, it's fine.
Brampton, Ontario. But,
Wait, you know, it's another thing.
Yeah.
We're North America.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why there's such a... Go ahead.
Mexico's included in that. just for the record, it's the continent.
That's but, why I say go ahead, Nye.
So, the thing is, my... the car I got, man, is... you'll be able to figure out it's one of these two. Because in 2024, Dodge is getting rid of the V8 Challengers and Chargers. There will be no more.
Yes.
So, and those, you know, I mean, American muscle cars are really going away because now we got the Mustang Mach-E, the SUV thing, and GM's going all electric, and now Dodge is doing it. But it's like you can't just keep doing both and even not even just put your emphasis on electric. You just got to cut out the V8 muscle cars, the American-ass muscle cars altogether. Like you can't just keep making gas vehicles. For some reason, it has to be one or the other. It can't be both. Now, some companies like BMW wants to do both, but they do more international business.
Is it okay? I have to make this prerequisite. Those of you that have listened to, our morning show know this, but for those of you that don't, you might see pictures of me and think, "Oh, I don't know dick about tools or working on cars or even like motor." I mean, I feel it's kind of an effeminate thing sometimes, but it's like I've gotten through life this far. To hell with it, but. What kind of motor is in the new Corvette that looks cool as hell?
I mean, I don't know exactly. I haven't looked up the specs on it.
But you don't have to. But is that an American-made vehicle, a Chevrolet Corvette?
Oh yeah, yeah. I think they might be built in Indiana still.
Okay, see that's nice to know. I guess I don't know why there's that solidarity. When
they built Indiana, Kentucky, somewhere. There's a place that builds Corvettes in one of those states.
All these sons of bitch.
It's a 6.2-liter V8 in the 2022 Corvette.
All these CEOs of all these companies, they...
My car has a 5.7-liter V8.
Take all their money out of this economy and go stick it in other countries where they don't have to pay taxes. I don't know why I feel such solidarity to them, but I do because I'm a patriot.
And I'll be 37 in a couple weeks, and it does sadden me, and I'm sure it saddens everybody older than me, and so a lot of people younger than me, too. Just the thought that... You know, like that rumble of an American V8 muscle car engine is like that's gone from the world in a few years.
Yeah.
Like, think about it, in the next 20 years, that'll be completely wiped out, man. You'll just see that in old movies while we all piddle around in these little electric things. And some of them will perform better than others, but still, you know, it won't be the thing that is just so American and appealing about it, and the thing that you can romanticize about traveling on the open road, on the highway, on a road trip.
Get your motor running.
Yeah, that's all gone, man.
Dude,
I understand the green thing, but there's more to it than that, and that's not and not to sound like a wild conspiracy theory, but there's one side of politics in America that likes to dress up whatever geopolitical agenda they have as domestic social issues, and that is one.
Don't say which one.
No, you figure it out. And you listen to this podcast long enough, you're like, well, I thought you leaned that way. I don't lean either way. I'm American.
He leans with it.
I don't lean either way. I stand up straight.
I rock with it.
On one leg at a time.
Before we go into the theorizing, though, do you think that we're at, and I join you in that. I mean, the thought of having to charge a car and all that stuff, whatever. Yeah. But are we at that same time frame where people who were, you know, horse and buggies and things like that looked at automobiles saying, there's no way that I'm going to get in one of them out-of-control vehicles going a whole 30 miles an hour.
Well, it could be, but in a way it's almost the opposite because I don't want the super-controlled, networked-in electric car. I want the 400-horsepower car that can get away from you real easy.
Yeah, okay. Now, with the charging, what you said there, it's I forget the wording. It sounds like it's a grid-type talk. Is that a thing where if it all goes electric, boogie woogie woogie, that it will be your speed will be limited, you will maybe not have as much, I'm not even joking, like freedom to go off road if you want to go a certain way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean that's
I like to take the long way home.
Well, doing like those Tesla trucks, those weird looking things that look like this is just dystopian science fiction future you don't want. They're building that. And I will say the Model S, the Tesla Model S, it's a high performance vehicle. It's like 670
that silver
horsepower.
One?
No, it's just their higher end sedan. Oh. I mean, that thing, you take it out to the Greer Dragway up the road from us here, and I mean, you will, on a quarter mile, you will beat a Challenger Hellcat. Because it just, that the way it accelerates being an electric vehicle is impressive. But the majority of us will have like electric Toyota Yaris's and stuff, and we'll just piddle around and it won't be no fun no more.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like an episode of Black Mirror. Where the girl, she's got an electric car and she can't find a charging station or whatever, and nobody would let her use their charger.
But most people just piddle about,
and
more than they do now.
Look the same.
Yeah.
Like Squid Game.
Yeah. Driving around, everybody would basically be driving around in a Ford Aspire for the most part.
And they'll all be like, you know, off white.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking Virgil Abloh.
No.
Thank you.
No.
Hmm.
I hate that it has to go away completely. Like, it can't be both surviving side by side, even with get all the incentives to buy electric or whatever. But it should still be an option in America, right? At least an option for people who really want it, who go out of their way to get it.
Now, when you talk about the two sides, we won't identify either one, but we're all aware. One generally says, gas, whatever. It's a natural resource. We'll have it forever.
Mm-hmm.
Then another side might say, no, ozone emissions, melting ice caps.
Yeah.
Is it? But
reason is somewhere in the middle.
The one thing that we can agree that both sides agree on is making lots of money.
Yeah.
So is that?
And taking 34% of mine off the top, you sons of bitches. Sorry.
That last check, man. I was unpatriotic for just a split second.
I'd backhand a congressman if I knew where to find one. Come here, Jeff Duncan. I don't mean that. I'm kidding. Joke.
Total joke. Are they?
That tell me sucks.
Is the side that's for the non-emissions and the carbon footprint? And all, are they in essence trying to butt F the other side because they're making so much money on gas and fuel and oil and they're not, and then vice versa? Is that truly what it's about?
I think it's more than just that. That could be part of it, certainly, but I don't think it's quite as petty and vindictive as that. I think it's more of a geopolitical agenda going against, like, Russia, the Middle East, or something. I don't know exactly what the real truth is. Somebody listening probably has a better theory than I can offer you. Maybe they'll email us or call us or text us sometime and let us know.
I won't be able to call us.
Yeah, well, no, probably not the way the phone's working here. I heard that test in the hallway. But there's more to it than just that, and it just isn't exactly as it seems. Not that you don't have to be concerned with the environment. I think you do. I definitely
do.
And I think if most people want to drive electric cars, it's fine. V8 engines should still be an option if you really want one, though, because most people would rather go for the cheaper alternative of electric. That's just how we do. Mm-hmm. So the majority of people would have those. But, yeah, there's more to it. And it's just the dirty, deceitful way of framing it up as a domestic social issue to mask your geopolitical agenda, which is what is happening. I just don't know exactly how, and I can't explain exactly what. But that's always what's happening.
Yeah, it is. And it, not that it's... When it comes to money, I don't think that it's them, whoever they are, you know, being like, you know, hey, this is a, I mean, it is a game. Because mm-hmm. when you get to so much money, a certain level of money, it's not about the counting the gold bricks. It's about just the power.
Yeah.
It's power or hungry.
Get into the wealthiest people you can think of, like your Warren Buffetts and Bezoses and Musks and all those guys and Bill Gates. They have so much money they can't fathom how much money they have. Hmm. So it does. They have more money. It doesn't matter at a certain point. You have enough money, and then it gets to a point that it doesn't matter, and then it gets to a point it's plumb stupid. And when you can't fathom your own wealth, it's stupid. And there's no way Elon Musk can fathom his own wealth. It's unfathomable.
I can't even say that.
Yeah.
So, but there. I mean, dare I say we're fools to say that, you know, all this emission and stuff isn't going to mess up the environment.
Oh, it definitely.
Absolutely.
But the truth is somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
On that note, we got to pause for one sec.
Oh, good. I need to burp.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sorry, it was a long one.
Yeah, it was.
It was a long one. But, yeah, I mean, there, you know, there's obviously this and that, but the truth is it's Ah, God, I hate to even say it, but it is kind of a stripping of the liberty.
It kind of is.
It's a liberty that was there and is no longer, maybe not, maybe, no longer going to be there.
It's limiting your choice, and it's heavily influenced by the government. I mean, all these, like, there's, it's not what the consumer really wants. The consumer still has an appetite and enough for V8 muscle cars mm-hmm. and things like that. But. Oh, yeah. Because all the federal incentives and political pressure and all that, social pressure come from political pressure, which is, again, deceitful, dirty that you've turned your political pressure into social pressure through an agenda. But, yeah, it isn't serving the consumer, so it's basically serving the man, and the man is limiting your options.
The person.
Yeah. Yeah. The man is limiting your options as a person.
Yes. No, I meant the person.
Yeah.
It could be a woman.
No, it's the man.
We don't know.
It's the man. The man could be a woman in this case, like Becky Lynch.
See, that's very odd.
Or a non-binary, non-conformist.
Listen, speaking of
non-denomination, whatever.
Speaking of that whole world, when it comes to, because it's another, I mean, we're not creating a conversation we had, but it's kind of a little thing we were talking about is, mm-hmm. you know, when it comes to like cryptos and stuff, cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, there's your environmental stuff.
So I was telling you.
Huge environmental impact from cryptocurrencies.
On the other show, I can't remember what country it is, but there's a country where they're in, like, they're almost their entire economy and their energy is based on coal.
Mm-hmm.
Coal.
Coal.
C-O-A-L.
Yeah, coal.
Coal. I don't want to confuse anyone with my country.
Well, it's good to do.
Coal. And they found out using satellites, they saw these huge power sources coming from these warehouses in this country. And these people had all joined in together and were mining for cryptos.
Yeah.
And you could see the heat source from space or the whatever, the ether.
Mm-hmm.
And it was devastating that country because the coal mines were going at absolute whatever.
Yeah.
And all the power for that country was going to these few warehouses.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
that's what happens.
That's what it could do. I'm not speaking politically or, I mean, I own crypto. So if it ever comes down to that, whatever. Mm-hmm. But very little now, to be honest with you. I got out good. But that said, when it comes to power, you know, I've often wondered this, and this is out of left field. Was there at one time a way that there was a way to draw? And when I say energy, I can't even explain what that means. I think energy, I think electricity, mm-hmm. but it's more than that. Was there a way to draw electricity out of the ether or through capturing lightning? Because all these old buildings always had these, they used to say, oh, they put those big spires or whatever on top of a building to so airplanes wouldn't run into them.
It was lightning rods.
But what were they for?
Just to
I'm so uneducated about this, so I'm not mad if you do.
In engineering, my understanding of it is that they're there to basically attract a lightning strike that would otherwise do significant damage to the building. They're an engineering feature that would attract, absorb, and divert a lightning strike so the building don't like burn down or catch fire from it. They're designed for that purpose.
Okay. And I wasn't trying to say there was some kind of antique technology or whatever the word would be for that, but wouldn't there be a way, and this is the Nikola Tesla.
Frankenstein did it, Tesla.
That you can...
Like with the Tesla guy in the Red Dead Redemption 2, you got to catch lightning for him.
Yeah. Would there not be a way to capture that and it turn it into...
I don't see how you could sustain it because it would just be moving, right? I don't know how to capture it. You could send it through wires, but it would just be a quick burst. And like lightning strikes also, you know, they tend to fry stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's such, again, I mean, it's really, I don't know if there's any way to manage it and control it instead of it just being a burst that fries whatever it hits.
Because
it's such a strong instant burst.
Oh, I get it. And I bet you there's a bunch of you that you know, graduated college and are scientists or whatever. Yeah. You're laughing at me right now.
I went for a whole year.
But I can't even... I went for a year and a half.
Oh, okay. My bad.
But I
went for 2 years.
Almost. They thought they paid for 2 years. That last semester I took off. It kept the money. What a son of a bitch I am. We should do a whole show on that.
We could if you want to.
But, like, in layman's terms, explain energy to me.
What, electricity?
No, energy.
Well, they're different, though. Energy and electricity are different.
I know. That's the big miscommunication, I think, in the dialogue that society has.
Yeah.
That, like I said, with my own, I laid it out there, uneducated about it.
Yeah.
Energy, I think, electricity.
Mm-hmm.
But energy, you know, all these sawmills and stuff, they were right by a water source.
Yeah.
So.
Though it all ultimately breaks down to.
Combustion.
Yeah, it all basically does, even at a cellular level or whatever, you know. It all breaks down to the same general thought and theory.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is very similar.
But how can that... So it cannot be made without our as human beings, interfering.
Yeah, I mean, it's just how much energy you're generating. Because if you're spinning a wheel with a pedal, in the foot pedal or something, you're creating the energy to spin that wheel and run that loom or whatever, or weave or whatever you're doing back in the day.
How can we harness the orbit that we're in right now? Spinning so fast. I don't know.
I'm not an astrophysicist.
I know. I'm just... That's where they get you, scientists and the and then they're like...
For the damn educations?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They make it so technical, you just give up.
Well, that's it. There's no other way to do it. There's no way that it is as complicated as it is.
Like, how does Duke Power monopolize? Like, somebody told me this, and I will not out you, sir or ma'am, that there's a... And you probably already know this, and probably half of you do. I didn't. That there's a power company in our area that buys their power...
Oh, yeah.
From another power company.
Yeah, all the smaller ones do. I'm not sure how that was. I mean, that had something to do the government allow that to happen, facilitated that happening, and led to that happening.
But yet they
let it happen.
They go after Standard Oil back then, you know, monopolizing. But yet,
well, you still would if you had more than a regional monopoly, because they're all regional. There are other power companies in other parts of the country.
But I bet you follow that iceberg, and they all intersect.
I don't know. I really don't.
Maybe
they may. But
that's what we should rename this show. Maybe.
I say maybe a lot.
Yeah. Well, I've indoctrinated it into, or whatever that
word is. It's a great word, because sometimes you don't know, but it's possible. So maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great word. Maybe is a tremendous word that we have in the English language. I don't know if other languages have a word like maybe, but maybe is a tremendous word.
It's
one of the best words.
It causes you to, you know, I don't know. It's kind of like saying, I don't know, but I'm going to make you feel good about what you just said. Maybe.
Well, see, I don't say it with any kind of intention besides, I don't know, maybe.
It's like when you ask, particularly a female, and that's
very
why I
rarely
say,
do I speak with intention, just for the record.
Oh, Cruel Intentions, great movie.
Yeah.
Number two, the sequel sucked.
Never saw a sequel.
Don't. It's awful.
I won't. I wasn't planning on it. If I ain't seen it in the last 20 years, I ain't going to see it now.
Women are so good when you, but as a man, I can see right through it now. If you say, hey, woman.
Hey, friend.
Would you like to go here and eat tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can.
We can. That means we shouldn't.
Now, I know we can, but do you want to?
That's a no. That's because a big no.
It's the maybe, kind of. Mm-hmm. We can. I'm saying that because I don't want to disagree with you. I know you want to go there because you wouldn't have mentioned if you didn't. But if it sucks, I'm going to be able to tell you. It's your damn fault.
And I might make it suck because I don't want to go.
I'm so That's outward what's being said and honest there. That I'll say, mm-mm.
Yeah.
How about... You go there for lunch, maybe,
yeah.
Or whatever. I'm going to waste money. I don't like it.
It's not what I like. Yeah. It's not what I want.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. That's also another one that people do is, and women in relationships are notorious for, is it's fine. That don't mean it's good. That means it ain't good.
No, it's
but
fine.
They're trying to fight through it.
Oh, it's fine.
And it's about to be bad. If it's fine, it's about to be bad.
We can. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
If it's fine, you best go play golf or something, even if you don't.
Go work in the yard.
Yeah.
Come to work when you could work from home.
Yeah, yeah. If it's fine, you best find something else to do.
Hey.
Because it ain't going to be fine if you at the house.
let me know when we need to pause. But
No, we're good for a while.
Your first vehicle, Nine.
Yeah.
That story right there in itself is wonderful.
Oh, man, that was a good vehicle, too.
I would pay. Do you have a photo of that vehicle anywhere? I mean, I'm sure.
I don't know.
I'm sure if I could get into my MySpace, I could maybe find it. It's been that long ago.
But yeah. I don't have any idea, man,
you were the
if
son
I had a photo
of
or not.
You're the son of a taxi driver.
Yep.
Not Robert De Niro. Not the movie. An actual cab driver.
Mm-hmm.
And when you... Tell the story about when you received your first vehicle. I love the story. I forget it. That's why I'm letting you tell it.
No, it was a car my dad was going to turn into a taxi, but then he turned his Lincoln Town Car into one instead. So that wound up being my first car.
But it was already painted.
Yeah, it was already painted yellow, so you got that close turned into a taxi. You didn't have the meter and the radio and stuff installed or the box on top or those things. Or the lettering. It was just painted yellow without the lettering or anything.
Yeah, and you would often say that when you would, you know, this was before Uber and all those.
Oh, yeah.
That you would say when you would stop at a red light or sometimes maybe downtown or something that people would come up and try to open the door.
Yeah.
So you would have, some P1, I forget who, got you actual racing letters.
Yep.
And put nine, like racing letters, on the side of the car.
Yeah.
And then people would say, oh, okay, that's a racing cab. That's not what I can, what?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was
like
just
a sore thumb going down the damn road.
That was a good car, man.
That was a
good, just old big.
It was metal, man.
Yeah, big old heavy V8, man. Not as big a motor as I got in my current car, not nearly.
No, but that good upholstery that just.
Bench seat?
Yeah. Kind of made of some kind of like outdoor covering that you'd have on your outdoor furniture.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't pick up stains really. You just, man, it deterred cigarette burns
right
and stuff. Yeah. It was a great vehicle.
I love that thing. I remember you had remember when the King's Crown air fresheners were really popular?
Oh, yeah.
You had one of those things.
Yeah, man.
My first vehicle was. It was when I say this, people, you have to, I can produce a photo of it. I have a picture of me on prom night standing in front of it. I'm wearing my suede bucks, pair of khakis, and my daddy's blue blazer.
Yeah.
Blue blazer. Rest in peace, Owen Hart. And I'm sitting there. It's a 1976 Chevy Nova SS. Glossy black. Redone inside and out. Big old Krager rims on it.
Yeah.
Nice tires. I mean, it looked like something that could be at a cruise in, but I didn't live that life.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved that car, man. But when they would say, well, what kind of car do you have? I'm like, I got a Nova. Oh, really? Well, it's not what you're thinking. And this wasn't the day when you could produce a picture of it on your phone. Walk out here with me after school, look in the parking lot.
Yeah.
It's that nice, shiny black one over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I thought Novas only came in white back then.
No, it was redone.
They're all white.
Yeah, it was redone. Well, what's funny is my when I was born, my mom's car was a 72 Nova, but it was ugly blue.
Oh, yeah, man. Top. They made some bad ones.
Yeah. But I bought it from my buddy Kale.
Mm-hmm.
And then so he got into, all my other friends got into Jeeps. More on that, though. And so I bought that. Well, then I ended up selling it to this guy that I'll call him Ronnie Dave for fun.
Uh-huh.
He ended up buying it for me and ended up wrapping it around the tree.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is that when you got your Grand Wagoneer?
Well, all my other friends were on Jeeps.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I want to get a Jeep, too. It was that thing where it was like some kind of weird peer pressure pissing contest.
Yeah.
Where if one guy in the circle got it, everybody started.
Everybody's got to get one now. Yeah, that's how it goes.
But I didn't want to be exactly like them and get a CJ5, or then I realized, CJ7, you pussy. Why you get a CJ5?
Yeah, yeah.
Pre-Rubicons and Willys and all that, or the remakes.
Yeah.
And I got a Jeep Wagoneer with the wood grain finish, 1984.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Beautiful vehicle. It had shag carpet inside. It had a sunroof. And the only thing, though, is they would go down to what we called the poor man's gulches.
Yeah.
And it was now a subdivision. But I tried to take mine down in there one time, and that was a bad
move. Idea. Yeah, it wasn't made for that.
It was a Jeep, but not that kind
of
Jeep.
It wasn't that kind of Jeep, no. You got to get towed out or what?
I did. Well, actually, one of the friends there that had a Jeep with a winch on it.
Okay.
Was able to, the one with the Richie. Yeah. Pulled me out.
Well, that's good, then.
Yeah.
It's good you got out, at least.
Yeah, he traded up and got a 65 Mustang that was badass,
Oh,
too.
I bet it was,
that
man.
That was one I hit with the ball bat.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
Accidentally.
I bet he was mad about that. I didn't know what kind of car it was.
Well, I was missed a swing when we were trying to hit mailboxes.
You should have.
Yeah. Should have.
You should have missed a swing.
No.
You shouldn't be hitting mailboxes.
Well, I was young, dumb, and full of crap.
Yeah.
And I sat there, I overswung, slammed it into Richie's car. I had to pay, I forget, whatever. But the funny thing was, is me and him were messing around in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Not like that, but, you know, wrestling, football.
No, you weren't having sex. Okay.
No, no, no. And he ended up knocking over Mary's bookshelf, whatever it had, her Precious Moments collection.
Oh, no, no, no.
Knocked them over,
no.
Broke every single one.
Mm.
And she went through and went to some kind of Hallmark store or whatever, and some of them were retired.
Yeah.
So she had to buy off market. And she made him pay the market value of every single one.
Oh, man, I bet she did.
And I'm here to tell you, she didn't replace them all.
Oh.
And I don't think she tithed on it either.
Oh, Mary, that's too bad. Now, before we wrap up this week's edition of the podcast, I want to ask you about the best vehicle you ever had, your favorite one you ever had. Might be one and the same, might not be, though.
What I got right now.
Yeah.
It's absolutely.
Yeah. See, I think that's an easy one to answer, right? I think the same thing. I ain't never had a car as cool as what I got now, as good as what I got now, fast what I got now.
I was telling you this the other day, and I it was very sentimental, very poignant little moment, and I'll share it with everybody now. Like, this isn't a gloat. It's not even a humble brag, whatever. It's just kind of like a realization. Like, when we started out, like, I have a car now that I love,
mm-hmm.
and it's like my...
It's a nice vehicle.
It's kind of, I don't want to say, but it's kind of like Back to the Future-ish in the end, in my style.
Oh, yeah, no, I get what you mean.
And so it's part of that, but I just love it. But I was thinking about what I had then when we started.
It ain't a DeLorean.
When we started in radio, and then it's actually full of manure.
Mm-hmm.
But and then, you know, you're driving the cab, and now you've got... something like Goldberg would drive, y'all. It's badass. And then I have like what I, you know, what I, and it's like, it's very like There's your payoff. You
right.
You might not get the trophies and all the bullshit to hang on your office wall, but if you had stuff you wanted, that's
yeah,
worth it.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I'd rather have that than a trophy on the wall.
Yeah, by God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Works out well, man.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's my favorite vehicle.
Well, that's good. I just wanted to ask you that.
I don't want an electric one.
And we'll pull the curtain back for him and say, we have a good bit of extra stuff to do this week and a good bit of extra stuff to record. So we're going to cut this week's episode just a little bit short, but we'll be back next week after Thanksgiving and we'll talk for like an hour then.
Maybe.
Maybe.
This has been After Hours.
With the Rise Guys.
Thank you.
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh, oh.